This is Jay Sekulow. Romney picks Ryan and Fast and Furious goes to court.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Today we take another step forward in helping restore the promise of America. As we move forward in this campaign and on to help lead the nation to better days, it's an honor to announce my running mate and the next Vice President of the United States, Paul Ryan.
New fallout from the congressional investigation into the botched Fast and Furious gun running scandal now. Fox News confirms the House Oversight Committee will now sue Attorney General Eric Holder. The lawsuit will ask a judge to force the Attorney General to release key documents related to their investigation into Fast and Furious.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Have you and your attorneys produced internally the materials responsive to the subpoenas?
We believe that we have responded to the subpoena.
No, Mr. Attorney General, you're not a good witness. A good witness answers the question asked. So let's go back again.
This was not a privilege that was asserted to keep someone from testifying before Congress, like Eric Holder, like all the other Department of Justice staff, all the ATF staff. This was done because the contempt vote was coming. And remember, the documents that this is about are about why the Department of Justice didn't tell the truth in February and why it took them until December of the same year to go back and say, sorry, Congress, what we told you wasn't true.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Mitt Romney picks Paul Ryan as his running mate. We're going to talk about that. And at the very same time, Congressman Issa has now filed a lawsuit against the Attorney General of the United States on the issue of Fast and Furious. This is what's called civil contempt. It is to demand access to the documents. It is now in court, and that is certainly captivating news as well. So you've got the Paul Ryan nomination, you've got Fast and Furious in court, and Washington, even though in August it's supposed to be quiet and calm, not so quiet and not so calm. Interesting development here, folks. Jordan was on this morning, Bill Hemmer's program, American News Morning, talking about this issue. I will be on Megyn Kelly's program this afternoon, and I probably will be on one of the programs in the morning as well. This is a big issue on Fast and Furious. It is now moving into that realm of litigation. I'll be talking to you about how you can get involved. Now, we also have the Paul Ryan pick for Romney. How do you feel about this, folks? And how do you feel about this Fast and Furious litigation? Our phone lines are open for you, and I know the phones are going to light up. How do you feel about the Paul Ryan pick? And how do you think this Fast and Furious situation plays into this general election? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls about these topics. And Jordan is in Washington, our studio there with Than Bennett, Director of Government Affairs. Let me go to Jordan first, then quickly to Than. Jordan, your first reaction on Paul Ryan, and then we'll talk briefly about – well, let's stick with Paul Ryan right now.
Well, yeah, a lot of people know about the Ryan budget. They know about the fiscal conservatism, the entitlement reform he's put forward. But what may not get as much attention, but is certainly today by groups like Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups, that Paul Ryan's had a 100% pro-life voting record since he came to Congress in 1999. He was elected in 1998, took the oath in 1999, 100% pro-life voting record. He's co-sponsored bills like the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act. So he's got a perfect record when it comes to life, and he's been very quick to point out and consistent to point out that on life he will never budge a bit. He will never support anything that comes to about supporting abortion.
And then we also know that he has actually filed on some of our religious liberty briefs.
Oh, absolutely. This is a fantastic choice, Jay. In fact, it was my first choice, and just briefly, here's why. He knows these budget issues better than anyone else. He knows them inside and out, and Governor Romney has actually done these turnaround efforts. So you combine the expertise and someone that's actually done it, that's a tough ticket to beat, in my opinion.
Well, it certainly is going to be an interesting one. So, folks, we want your comments about Congressman Ryan and the selection as vice president. We want the discussion about the Fast and Furious now going to the courts. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Well, the lawsuit has been filed, and your American Center for Law and Justice is filing a brief supporting Congress on this to get the answers on Fast and Furious. We want you to be part of it. Go to aclj.org. You can sign on there, or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255.
the battle moves from Congress to the courts. It's time Attorney General Eric Holder produced the truth, the documents that spell out exactly who's to blame and who covered up the botched gun-running operation that resulted in the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. The fact is Eric Holder and the DOJ have stonewalled and presented false information to Congress about Operation Fast and Furious. They've even scoffed and rejected a new congressional report that points the finger at top DOJ officials in the ATF. Congress repeatedly has tried to get the Attorney General to come clean, to no avail. Now, members of the House are filing a federal lawsuit to force the Attorney General to release key documents about the case. The ACLJ will support Congress in this legal challenge, and we invite you to stand with us as well. Sign on to our amicus brief to be filed, urging the court to order the Attorney General to hand over these revealing documents. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Fast and Furious is now Fast and Furious in federal court, and that is because Congressman Issa and the committee has sued Eric Holder. I'll be on Megyn Kelly's program talking about that this afternoon. Jordan already has done Bill Hemmer's program this morning, but it is now in court, so we can get to the bottom of this and get those documents. We want you to back Congress's lawsuit because we are going to be filing a brief in support of Congressman Issa and demanding access to the documents. We got a dead Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry. We want to get to the bottom of this. This is a scandal, folks. It needs to be resolved. You can really help us out. We've just gone up on this. Over 100 people have signed the brief already. I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org. You can sign the brief there. Easy to do. aclj.org. And if you think what's happened with this Department of Justice is wrong and the hiding of the documents, then you want to be part of this committee for truth about Fast and Furious. You simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You become part of the brief, or aclj.org again, aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255 to become part of this brief demanding justice for these Border Patrol agents. And we've got a ton of phone calls coming in. Let's go right to them, Jordan.
Yep, Lee calling from Texas on line 4. Lee, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Well, hey, how you doing?
Hi, Lee.
That's good. The reason I'm calling is because I do agree with Romney's pick in regards to Congressman Ryan.
Yep.
I'm a pro-life advocate myself. I'm a black American. I'm also a Christian. And also, I think that we need somebody back into the House that's going to restructure the Constitution back to the way it is and make the Judicial Department be accountable for their actions.
Yep.
And their misconduct.
So you're talking about constitutional conservatism. And let's talk about, Lee, thanks for the call, by the way. The a lot of the attention this weekend, Than and Jordan, has not been on his pro-life credentials. We've got posted on our website, though, some great information about that. This is Paul Ryan is very committed to the life issue.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you go through his record. He's been in Congress since 1999. He's got a 100% voting record. I mean, his pro-life credentials are as strong as anyone. It's not what he's known for. It's not what he's the top spokesperson for from Congress. But as people say, it's not necessarily about what you say. It's about what you do. You look at his background and history. He's also been clear. He wrote a long piece for the Heritage Foundation about why he doesn't think you can be a fiscal conservative and care about those kind of issues, which he's well known for, and not be pro-life. So he's tied his pro-life views to his economic and conservative and issues when it comes to the economy and why it's important to be a good steward for the next generations.
And Than, what you've worked with his staff before, what's your sense of this pick?
Yeah, well, let me just say, on the pro-life issue, Jay, I mean, this is not like he's taken 7 or 8 votes. I mean, he's been in Congress for a long time. He's taken 78 votes that are classified as pro-life. He hasn't missed on one of them, 78 wow. for 78. So on the pro-life issue, Jay, just absolutely no question where he stands. But I actually worked with Congressman Ryan directly as part of the Budget Committee when I worked over on the House side. And the reason he's not known for life issues, Jay, is because of just how good he is on the budget issues. When you see that Budget Committee in session, and when Paul Ryan is speaking, he very rarely gets challenged, Jay, because frankly, everyone knows he's right. He knows those issues better than anyone, and that's what we need right now.
All right, let me turn our attention to the Fast and Furious. We've got a lot of calls coming in on that. If you want to talk to us, by the way, 800-684-3110. Then the process now. We've got a civil contempt action brought. It's in federal court. This is the real deal.
Yeah, that's why we took 2 votes several weeks ago, Jay, because we had a pretty good idea that the Department of Justice, when that first contempt measure was sent to them, they weren't going to pursue it because Attorney General Holder was going to direct them not to. This allows the House of Representatives to proceed on their own. That's what they're doing. They'll get a day in court. And frankly, Jay, we're looking for those documents to say, why did they mislead Congress? Congress has a right to know why the documents, and specifically that February 4th letter, was full of inaccuracies and later taken back. They can't lie to Congress. That's what this suit is about.
All right, folks, we are filing a brief in support of Congressman Issa on this, demanding an answer to these congressional inquiry that's been put forward now for over a year and a half. What happened to these guns? How did it get in the hands of the enemy? How did those drug cartels use those against Brian Terry? Who in the Department of Justice knew about this and who approved it? And why did they submit a letter in February that they later retract in December, which if anybody else would have done that, they'd been indicted? We need your help on this, though, because we're going to be filing this letter now. We're not filing this on behalf of members of Congress. We're supporting Congress. We're filing this letter on behalf of the American people, this brief, I should say. This is where I need your help. I need everybody to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or you call me right now at 1-877-989-2255. If you want to get to the bottom of this and find out, what did President Obama know? What did Eric Holder know? Why did they lie to Congress? How did they get away with that? Well, now it's in court, and we're going to get those answers, and we're going to fight back aggressively here. 1-877-989-2255 is the number to sign on to that committee filing that brief. You can also go to, again, ACLJ.org. So it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. A lot of calls coming in. Donald calling in from New York online, too. Donald, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How you doing, Jay? How are you?
Good.
God bless you for everything. And I was, I called the NRA. I think I was the third. The guy said I was the third person to tell them to get on these people, and then 2 weeks later, Fox News, God bless them, picked it up, and Eric Holder didn't even apologize to his family. And if they wanted to track these guns, why didn't they put chips in them or something like
that? Of course.
This was a scam to take the guns out of the hands of Americans, and I do. And what happened to the gun owners?
The guns were bought. They were bought by straw agents. They were then placed in the hands of drug cartels who used them, and those weapons were found at the scene of the murder of Brian Terry. Now, according to The Hill, a decision to file the charges comes because the Department of Justice announced in June that it would not prosecute Holder after the contempt vote. Remember, you had the contempt vote, but then his own Department of Justice said, no, we're not going to prosecute him. So that left one choice only, and that is the choice to go to civil contempt. That is what's taking place here. And folks, this is a huge issue for the American people. We've got to get to the bottom of Fast and Furious and why our Department of Justice was able to not tell the truth, back off of statements, and have no accountability. And we still don't know who was involved in this. Who made the decisions? Was it Eric Holder? Was it discussed with the President of the United States, President Obama? We're going to get to the answer of it now because the House panel has sued Eric Holder over the Fast and Furious documents. By the way, we're reading reports from The Hill, from Politico, from AP, from UPI, NBC, CNN. I mean, this is big news, folks. But we want your help. We don't just talk about it on this broadcast. The ACLJ doesn't just talk about it. We take direct action. So we will be filing a brief, much like we did in Ohio. That brief has been filed on the military voting issue. So we'll keep you posted on that. We had over 45,000 signatures to that brief. Now we're filing a brief on this issue of Fast and Furious. I need you to help me with it. Jordan's going to give you that number. But, Jordan, we really do need to hear from the American people on this. It's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's no surprise that, again, today, this morning, the news comes out. Now the lawsuit, we know, we can confirm it's been filed, and that's been clear. That's breaking news now. We knew it was coming this morning. I've already been on television about it. You're going to be on Fox News this afternoon about it, Dad. This is something people know was coming. Now it's here. Are you going to take a stand on this, support Chairman Issa, Congressional, the committee here, the Government Reform and Oversight Committee? Are you going to stand with them to get the facts on why the Department of Justice didn't tell the truth on Fast and Furious? Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But I encourage you to call now if you want the truth on Fast and Furious. Why did your Department of Justice not tell Congress the truth? Why were they so inaccurate? Why, and imagine this, can they get away with filing something to Congress in February and then 10 months later in December telling Congress, sorry, that's not accurate? If you want to find out the information, you need to stand with us here. Call 877-989-2255.
Let me also say that if you're concerned about the dead Border Patrol agent and his family who are demanding answers, the only way to get answers now is through this civil action. So on behalf of the victims of this terrible gun-running scheme of the United States called Fast and Furious, on behalf of Brian Terry's family, we need to get some answers, and we need to know and hold those responsible accountable. Eric Holder should have resigned over this. He is stonewalled. He's not giving the documents to the government. We now have the chance, because the civil lawsuit's been filed. These are contempt filings against Eric Holder to demand the documents. And I think what you have here is we've got to fight back aggressively. So, folks, as we get ready to go to a break right now, I want to tell you something. We're fighting for the truth, and that's where you come in. I want to have 10,000 signatures by the end of this week, but I need your help on this. Here is the number for you to sign on to this committee signing this brief. We need 10,000 signatures. So everybody that's listening to me, go to your phones during the break and make this call. It's ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org, or 1-877- 989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But folks, this is really critical. We want to hear from you. Get on this brief. Let's get the answer. 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. The battle moves from Congress to the courts. It's time Attorney General Eric Holder produced the truth, the documents that spell out exactly who's to blame and who covered up the botched gun-running operation that resulted in the murder of a U.S. Border Patrol agent. The fact is, Eric Holder and the DOJ have stonewalled and presented false information to Congress about Operation Fast and Furious. They've even scoffed and rejected a new congressional report that points the finger at top DOJ officials in the ATF. Congress repeatedly has tried to get the Attorney General to come clean, to no avail. Now, members of the House are filing a federal lawsuit to force the Attorney General to release key documents about the case. The ACLJ will support Congress in this legal challenge, and we invite you to stand with us as well. Sign on to our amicus brief to be filed, urging the court to order the Attorney General to hand over these revealing documents. Courts. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
One of my all-time favorite Beatles songs, but we're not letting it be. We're going to go after the information now that Daryl Issa has moved forward on this. We're talking about the selection of Paul Ryan as vice president. We're talking about this gun-running scheme, and I'm talking about how you can help us. Let me tell you how you can help us right now. We'll take more of your calls in just a moment. Go to your phones and call us and add your name to the almost 300 people that have called just today between phones and the email. We want you on this brief. I want to get 10,000 signatures when we file this brief. It'll make a big difference. Here's the number. Demanding justice for Brian Terry, demanding justice for the American people, and holding accountable Eric Holder. 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that brief. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can just simply go to aclj.org, sign the brief that way, aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255.
Bob's calling in from California online too. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, this to me sounds like Gungate. I mean, when everybody talks about Watergate, nobody died. 300 Mexicans got killed and 2 border agents. One of them was a Mexican American. I don't hear nobody talking about that Mexican American border agent that got shot. How come?
Well, they should be. And the fact of the matter is that other civilian Mexicans were also killed. Hundreds have been killed at utilizing U.S. weapons. This was a terrible plan. It was, and Julian Epstein, who will be arguing with me this afternoon on Megyn Kelly's program, says, well, it started under Bush. And that's not true. Operation Wide Receiver was very different. It was also curtailed, by the way. This was a different program, and the Justice Department filed a false statement with the United States Senate and House. And it was dated in February. And they said there was no gun running. It was none authorized. And then come December, they have to retract that based on current information. That's called lying to Congress. That's why that Eric Holder's been held in contempt. And now that contempt is being enforced. So, folks, I think this is going to – we're talking about Ryan being selected and how that – this is going to all play into the election. The Department of Justice direction will play into this election right now. The phone number, if you want to add your name to the brief, is 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. But go ahead and sign that brief today at 877-989-2255. Who's next?
Back to the phones we go. Let's get right to Jimmy calling in from Arkansas on line 4. Jimmy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Jay, I'm a big fan of yours. So I just want to comment on the pick of Paul Ryan. On economic front and on budget issues, Mitt Romney doesn't need to convince anymore that he is better than Obama, right? And even on economic front, he is much better than Obama. I think what Mitt Romney has should have done is chosen a moderate to go after more moderate electorates and more independent voters.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that because a lot of people think that Paul Ryan, although, you know, obviously conservative and conservative on fiscal things, is very attractive to moderates and independents. Fan, your thoughts on that? Jimmy certainly brings up an interesting topic.
He brings up an interesting point, but people need to remember, people want to call the Ryan budget radical. The Ryan budget takes 30 years to get back to balance, Jay. So if you think that is too aggressive, it must mean that you don't really even care about getting back to balance. It's a very measured approach. And here's the other thing about his plan, Jay. It's on paper. We can see what he would do. And Governor Romney is saying, yes, I support telling the American people what I do. That's something we haven't seen from the president or the Senate. So if the president wants to hit him on his plan, if the president wants to hit him on his budget, I suggest that he bring his own budget to the table and maybe debate the two of them and see where we end up.
Well, I think that's right, and that'll be some debate. Hey, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, whether it's on Paul Ryan or whether it's on Fast and Furious, and Jordan will be taking some of your calls as well in his program. So if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to John calling in from California on line 1. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, John.
I'm glad you took my call. I didn't think you would have the nerve to take this call.
Why do you think I wouldn't have the nerve? We have opposing views on all the time.
The reason that I think you wouldn't take the call is Daryl Issa, the man bringing these charges, is about the dirtiest politician that's ever sat in the Congress.
Really? Why is that?
Number one, he's a car thief.
You mean when he was 17 years old? Okay. What else? He's now 53.
Well, he was in the Army. He was a grown man. And on top of that, he's an arsonist.
Uh-huh.
She's been arrested several times.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Do you think that it was okay for the Department of Justice, for Eric Holder, to tell the United States Congress that there was no gun running, submitting a letter to that effect and testifying there were no gun running programs, and then 4 months, 6 months later, coming back and saying, whoops, we made a mistake, there was a gun running program, and we have to withdraw a previous letter. Do you think that's okay?
Sir, I don't believe one word you say.
Wait, whoa. You don't believe one word I said. I'm just giving you the facts. Read the testimony of Attorney General Eric Holder in February with a letter, and then a letter that he issues in December withdrawing it. You don't think that happened? Because you'd think the earth is flat. I mean, come on. These are the kind of calls when they come in. I'm glad we take them because it shows where some of the left is on this. All right, let's get some more calls in.
Yeah, Maria calling in from Illinois online too. Maria, welcome to JCKO Live.
Hi, Maria.
Hi. God bless us all because the nation needs him. I'm wondering, how is it that the senator has or is able to be attractive to the independents, considering that he's been in office since 1999, that I know of, like what you said.
Right.
And he's been part of the problem. Instead of finding solutions to find a way to stop.
Well, Paul Ryan has been one of the most aggressive members of the United States House, and Than, you could address this, on trying to get real answers to the problems. He doesn't want to patch things up. He wants to fix it. I mean, that's his whole modus operandi. Now, he and Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Mitt Romney, Ryan, Obama, Biden have two different worldviews on this, but you cannot say that Paul Ryan doesn't want to fix things. He is definitely gearing towards that.
It's pretty interesting to try to pin this one on Paul Ryan because he's actually angered some on the more moderate wing of the Republican Party because he has put ideas out there that may not be politically correct to try to fix these issues. So the caller's right in one sense that the last decade has been part of the problem. But, Jay, it takes an entire House, an entire Senate, and the president to address spending issues. Paul Ryan's been pulling in the right direction for more than a decade now. He just hasn't been able to convince enough others to go along with him.
Well, hopefully with his increased stature, he will do that. Okay, folks, we're running out of time, but we're going to take your calls during Jordan's broadcast at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. So if you're on the line, stay on the line. If you want to talk to Jordan, you'll be able to do so in just a moment at 1-800-684-3110. Well, Congress has made it very clear that it's time now to take action. The Speaker of the House of Representatives, John Boehner, has approved the action to bring contempt charges against Eric Holder enforced in federal courts. Not just the charges now, they are actually going to be enforced in federal court. And this is huge, folks, and this I do think will be a big issue in this campaign. If you like the way this Justice Department goes, you're going to be very happy about the way Eric Holder's been handling it. If you don't like the way it's gone, you're going to be unhappy. Now, I want you to join with me. We're going to file a brief in this case. We right now have over 500 people have already signed up the brief between internet and phones, and just today. We want to get to 10,000 by the end of the week. So here's what we need you to do. Jordan's going to give you that number, folks, and the ACLJ address. Take action now.
Call now, folks, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at aclj.org, but I encourage you to call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.